Good morning, and welcome back to Burgers and Sheets. I'm your friendly wanderer and host Andy van Helsing.
And I'm Casey, your more grounded sidekick, keeping the wild ideas tethered to reality. It's Saturday, the 17th of May, 2025, and we've got an exciting episode lined up for you.
Exciting is the name of the game. Casey, I must say, I'm feeling particularly adventurous today.
Adventurous, huh? Last time you were adventurous, you tried to make pizza on the roof. We ended up with a fire alarm going off.
Well, it's the spirit of innovation. I like to call it culinary creativity.
Culinary creativity that led to a greasy fire truck visit. But on that note, today's topic is about something deliciously adventurous in its own right, Pocky.
Ah, Pocky. Those delightful little biscuit sticks covered in chocolate or various other flavors. They are like the world's most adorable snack.
Adorable indeed. Pocky was first introduced in Japan in 1966 by the company Ozaki Glico. The name Pocky actually comes from the sound of the snack when you break it. How fun is that?
Very fun, Casey. It's amusing how a little snack can have such an evocative name. You know, I once had a friend who tried to eat as many Pocky sticks as possible in one sitting to see if he would turn into a giant Pocky stick.
Did he? I can't say that I've seen any giant Pocky in town.
I mean, he did claim he felt much more snackable that day. But I do believe he just had a sugar rush.
Speaking of interesting Pocky facts, did you know that in Japan, there's a holiday known as Pocky Day? It's celebrated on November 11th, as the date looks like two Pocky sticks standing next to each other.
Now that's creativity. Only in Japan, right? But Casey, do you prefer Pocky or just good old-fashioned potato chips?
I appreciate both. But honestly, Andy, chips tend to be a safer option for a risk-averse dad like me. Besides, family movie night usually has chips, and that's my top priority.
Ah, the noble family movie night. Though I would argue chips are a little too easy to snack on. Where's the adventure in that?
We could dive into the world of gourmet chips. Have you ever tried truffle-infused potato chips? They're fancy and decadent.
I love a good truffle chip. It's like fancy dining 2 inches from your couch.
Gourmet couch dining. I might start a new trend. But back to Pocky, it's fascinating how they have so many flavors, strawberry, matcha, even sweet potato.
Sweet potato Pocky. Now you're speaking my language.
You know, I've heard stories of flavors that never quite made it to the market. For instance, there was an attempt at a garlic flavor that didn't pan out too well. Apparently, no one wanted to indulge in garlic breath while snacking.
I can imagine. But then again, it could have turned into a dare. Do you dare to eat garlic Pocky?
That sounds dangerously close to a game I wouldn't enjoy. We probably won't see garlic Pocky on any shelves soon. But it's a great reason to appreciate the classics.
Absolutely, and with that, we come to our trivia nugget portion of the day. Did you know that in Thailand, there's a limited edition Pocky that features Thai tea flavor? It's an absolute hit.
Thai tea Pocky sounds divine. We need to get our hands on some of those.
Listeners, get us some Thai tea Pocky, we're on a quest.
And for our quest-loving friends out there, thank you for tuning into Burgers and Sheets. Remember, if you have questions for us, send them over to hello@thebspodcast.com. We'll tackle them in our special questions and answers episode.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, may your snacks be endless and your adventures even crazier.
Trip to the world of burgers and cheese. The podcast we all